This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is looking forward to a positive and constructive collaboration to further strengthen India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership in all areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi has congratulated his UK counterpart, Keir Starmer, for his party's remarkable victory in general elections. Prime Minister Modi also thanked Mr. Rishi Sunak for his admirable leadership and his contributions in deepening the India-UK ties. Mr. Keir Starmer has replaced Mr. Sunak as Prime Minister, ending the Tories' 14-year grip on power. The Labour Party has won 412 seats in the new House of Commons. The Conservatives were reduced to a record low for them of 121 MPs. Meanwhile, Keir has appointed his cabinet, making Angela Rayner the Deputy Prime Minister and Rachel Reeves the country's first female Chancellor of the Exchequer. Masoud Pezeshkian, a reformist and former health minister of Iran, won the 14th presidential election by beating his rival, Saeed Jalili. Masoud Pezeshkian got over 16 million votes of the total 30 million votes in the runoff. Voting for the Iran presidential runoff commenced yesterday morning with two top contenders. Uttar Pradesh police has arrested Dev Prakash Madhukar in connection with a tragic stampede in Hathras that resulted in 121 deaths. Dev Prakash Madhukar was named as the main accused in the FIR filed by the police. Earlier, a reward of 1 lakh rupees for information regarding his whereabouts was also announced. The arrest came a day after the police nabbed 6 people in connection with the stampede. They were all members of the Satsang organizing committee. The stampede took place on Tuesday during the satsang by self-styled godman and preacher Narayan Sakar Hari, alias Bhole Baba. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, is conducting the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, June 2024 today. The examination is being held at 71 centres in 50 cities across the country. To prevent any irregularities in the examination, 255 appraisers and 53 faculty members have been appointed as flying squads for all centres. Directorate General of Health Services, DGHS, has nominated 71 members to visit the exam centres and 42 NBEMS staff have been deputed at these centres. NBEMS said that the question papers were successfully downloaded at all test centres and examinations started smoothly. A command centre has been set up at the NBEMS headquarters in New Delhi. Over 150 NBEMS officials, including technical team and police, are keeping a close watch on the progress of the examination. All examination centres are being monitored through live CCTV feed. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The President will attend the 96th death anniversary of Utkalmani Pandit Gopabandhu Das at Bhuvaneshwar. Tomorrow, President Murmu will witness the Gundicha Yatra, that is, car festival of Lord Jagannath at Puri. During her visit, the President will visit Udayagiri Caves and interact with the students of Bibhuti Kanungo College of Arts and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tributes to Bharatiya Jansangh founder Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that Dr. Mukherjee made India proud with his strong nationalist thoughts. He added, his dedication and sacrifice for the motherland will always inspire the countrymen. In women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 12 runs in the first match of the three-match T20 international series at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 190 for victory, Indian women scored 177 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, South Africa posted 189 for 4 in 20 overs. Tasmin Brits contributed a dazzling 81 for South Africa, while Smriti Mandhana scored 46 for the hosts. Tasmin Brits was adjudged player of the match. This is the final leg of the South Africa's tour to India, which has already seen 3 ODIs and a one-off test being played. And that is the end of this news bulletin.